Welcome to the Mac for the Blind audio tutorial series. I'm John Panaris, and we are going to be discussing an introduction to VoiceOver on the Macintosh computer. Now, VoiceOver is the built-in screen reader that is available for all Apple products, whether you're buying a Mac computer or an iDevice such as an iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, or an Apple Watch. Comes for free. You don't have to pay anything extra to get your screen access. For the purposes of this tutorial, however, we are going to be speaking specifically about VoiceOver on Mac computers, and this includes MacBook Air, MacBook and MacBook Pro laptops, as well as the iMac and Mac Pro desktop computers. So it doesn't matter which of these devices you happen to be running. Now, I'm at the date of this recording using Mac OS 10.10 Yosemite, the latest operating system available at this point. If you are running an earlier version, such as Mavericks or Mountain Lion or whatever the case might be, some of this material may or may not apply, but for the most part, pretty much the overview does apply no matter which version of the operating system that you happen to be running. So that's really not a concern. You'll get something out of this tutorial, whatever operating system you are running. Now, for your information, I'm also using an iMac 21.5-inch 2013 model. Now, as I said earlier, VoiceOver is the built-in screen reader. Now, if you are coming over from Windows, I do want to first touch on a couple of points for the Windows user. And if you're not a computer user at all, this particular material is not really going to apply to you. But there are a lot of Windows people these days who are either converting to the Mac or are grabbing hold of the Mac to use as an additional platform. If you're a Windows user, three basic pieces of advice I can offer from personal experience. And again, understand that I was and still do use Windows, but I was strictly full-time Windows user for about 12 years before I switched over to start using the Mac. And I've really been an exclusive Mac user for the last 7 or 8 years. But again, I still do use Windows for additional training and just to keep my skills sharp. But I can tell you, first of all, one thing that's really going to help you is you need to abandon your Windows mindset when you approach the Mac. Yes, the Mac and VoiceOver set out to do the same thing as your Windows screen reader, whether you're using WindowEyes, JAWS, System Access, or Dolphin. That is to provide you with access to your computer via speech, or in some cases, Braille. But that's really where the similarities end. When I do train people who've come over from Windows or are coming over from Windows, I do try to come up with parallels and reference points to Windows that help people understand or maybe recognize concepts or features. But I also want to stress that you can't think Windows. You can't expect your Mac and VoiceOver to behave the way your Windows screen reader behaves. So I try to tell people, don't sit back and say, well, using JAWS, I can do this, or using WindowEyes, I can do this. It's not going to help you. You really can't think in those terms. There will be similarities. There might be things that are pretty common, and that's just more circumstance than anything else. But if you just step away from Windows and thinking Windows and just look at this as a new operating system and a new screen reader, you're going to serve yourself a heck of a lot better. The second part of that equation is you got to immerse yourself in the Mac and VoiceOver. You can't treat it as a toy. It's just not going to work if it's just a hobby or a part-time thing you pick up every once in a while. If you're going to use the Mac, you got to use the Mac. And this was a lesson that I learned the hard way. In the beginning, when I was first starting with the Mac, it was more or less a side thing. It was a hobby more than anything else. I was just trying to toy with it and tinker with it and just get used to it. And I didn't make strides in learning the VoiceOver and the Mac until I made it something I did every day. I shut off my PC entirely and made myself think in the Mac and VoiceOver mindset. Third point, and this is not meant as an insult in any way, shape, or form to anybody who's coming over from Windows. Again, speaking from personal experience, don't think that just because you learned Windows and you're a good expert Windows user, that that precludes or assumes or infers or implies that you're going to pick up the Mac and VoiceOver overnight. It's just not going to happen. Some people are going to learn faster than others, but you have to understand that there is going to be a learning curve, and in some cases, it's going to be a pretty steep learning curve. Think back to when you did learn Windows. I know from personal experience and having spoken to many, many blind people who took the jump from, let's say, DOS to Windows, it was not a painless transition. It took a lot of time. There was a lot of hardship, a lot of frustration. So you have to prepare yourself mentally that you are going to be facing similar challenges. And the piece of advice I can offer you, when you feel your blood pressure rising, when you feel the frustration level going up, walk away. Walk away for a little bit. Come back when you're calmer and you're able to deal with it with a clearer mind. That will really help you a great deal. Now, with that said, let us get more into some VoiceOver specifics here. So, as I said, it is the built-in screen reader on your Mac. Now, I'm going to be assuming, for the purposes of this introduction, that your Mac has already been set up either by an Apple person at the store, a sighted person who might have given you a hand, or hopefully you took advantage of the fact that VoiceOver is accessible to you right out of the box and you set up your own Mac, your administrative account, filled in all your user details, and you have your Mac up and running, and now you're just at a point in which you need to learn VoiceOver. If you have not set up your Mac, everything is certainly accessible to you, and it's a matter of following prompts and filling in details and making selections. If it is easier, it might be necessary to get a sighted person, maybe for the first time, but I know when I set my Macs up, I basically took the plunge right from the very beginning and just did it myself, taking advantage of VoiceOver's accessibility. Now, VoiceOver can be toggled on or off by way of using the Command key and Function key 5. So first, let us talk about keyboards. It's going to be very helpful, actually, to know where your keys are located on your keyboard. So I'm going to just take a quick couple of minutes here to just point out or orient you to your Mac keyboard. Keyboards on the Mac feel very similar to those on Windows PCs or laptops. It is just a matter of terminology being different. So taking this from the perspective first that you are using a laptop of some kind or that you are using a wireless Bluetooth keyboard for your Mac, let us consider the bottom row of your keyboard because that is going to be the most important thing to focus on. That is where the VoiceOver keys are located, the modifiers that you're going to be utilizing on an everyday basis, the control and the option keys. Starting from the bottom left key of your laptop keyboard or your external Bluetooth keyboard, you have the first key is called the function key or the FN key. It has certain purposes we will discuss briefly a little later on, but let's consider that your first key. The second key is going to be the control key. The third key is your option key. And the fourth key is your command key. So coming from left to right, FN, control, option, command. Then you have your space bar, the long rectangular key. On the right side of your space bar, you have a second command key, and then you have a second option key. Past the option key to the right is your cursor cross or your arrow keys. You have a left, a down, and a right arrow. Above the down arrow is the up arrow, and you'll have gaps above the left and the right arrow keys. If you are using the full-size Apple USB keyboard, you will note that you do have a right side control key next to your right side option key. The arrow keys are to the right of those, and they're a little bit separated, more so than on a Bluetooth or the regular laptop keyboard. Now, above those keys for the full-size keyboard, you have the familiar six-pack that you will have on a full-size Windows keyboard. So you have your page up, page down, your home, and your end keys. One difference, though, I need to point out, the FN key on the full-size keyboard replaces the insert key on the six-pack. So in case you're looking for the FN key on your full-size keyboard, that's where it's located. So orienting yourself to your keyboard is the most important thing. And understanding that the command keys are basically a replacement for what is the alt key in Windows, and your option keys basically replace the Windows key on a Windows keyboard. So going back to my earlier statement about toggling VoiceOver on and off, you're going to be using the command F5. So if you've not used VoiceOver for the first time, and then let me just toggle VoiceOver off for a second here.
VoiceOver off.
Now I'm going to toggle it back on, and you will hear this.
Welcome to VoiceOver. VoiceOver speaks descriptions of items on the screen and can be used to control the computer using only your keyboard. If you already know how to use VoiceOver, press the V key now. If you want to learn how to use VoiceOver, press the space bar now.
VoiceOver on.
Okay, so I pressed the V key because I know how to use VoiceOver, but if you want to jump right into a quick little interactive tutorial, you can hit the space bar and go from there. I will discuss the tutorial in a little bit more detail, a little bit further into this introductory tutorial. But that's how you start VoiceOver and you stop it. Now, keep in mind that a sighted person, if you need assistance with your computer, you're probably better off turning off VoiceOver temporarily because it does affect the mouse in some strange ways. So it's easier for a sighted person if you do toggle off VoiceOver temporarily, and then when they do what they need to do to assist you, you can simply press Command F5 to turn VoiceOver back on again. The VoiceOver keys, as I said, are the Control and the Option keys. So they are going to be your best friends for the sake of a better way of saying it. You're going to be using those keys quite a bit in combinations with other keys, such as the letter keys or sometimes additional modifiers or the arrow keys. So remember that VoiceOver, at least for the purposes of this tutorial, is a keyboard-driven system. Yes, for those who are curious, if you have a laptop with the multi-touch glass trackpad, or you have the Magic Trackpad, that little external device that comes or you can get as an accessory with an iMac or a Mac Pro, you can utilize the trackpad commander feature of VoiceOver in a similar fashion to how you use your iOS gestures on your iPhone, your iPad, or your iPod Touch, or your Apple Watch. But for the purposes of this introduction, I'm going to be focusing specifically on keyboard commands. If there is enough interest from folks, I will gladly do a tutorial on how to use the trackpad in a lot of instances to work your way through the Mac and perform specific tasks. Now, for those people who think, I get it, control option keys, VoiceOver keys, et cetera, but that's a pain in the neck. I constantly am going to have to hold these two keys down. Well, not exactly. You do have a couple of things to keep in mind. Number one, you have control option semicolon as a VoiceOver lockdown and unlock. So
control option lock on.
Okay.
Control option lock off.
So if you're sitting in front of your keyboard, just press control option and the semicolon, and you'll hear the control option lock. And if you do it again, it unlocks it. So if you're doing multiple VoiceOver key commands, consecutively, then you're going to want to lock down your VoiceOver keys for the time being. However, remember that you do have them locked down because if you try to type or do any other OS X keyboard commands, they're not going to work. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Also, there is a numpad commander and a keyboard commander feature in VoiceOver that can additionally limit the number of key presses that are necessary for VoiceOver commands. That is beyond the scope of this introduction. I will do a tutorial on those commanders at some point in the near future, but it is something to keep in mind that you don't have to worry about constantly pressing the VoiceOver keys. Now, the VoiceOver keys, or as I will also refer to them, the VO keys, and your left, right, up, or down arrows is your basic way of navigating an interface or an application screen. Interface basically means how the person uses the application, the screen of that application, for those not familiar with the term. So that's your basic fallback navigation. If you're a Windows user, the question comes up, can I use the tab key? Can I use the regular arrow keys? The answer to that is yes. You will discover in certain instances that the tab key or the shift tab key combination will move you around interfaces such as the VoiceOver utility or system preferences or even your desktop if you have multiple items available or showing on your desktop. One thing though, for beginning purposes, I try to keep people away from initially using the tab and the shift tab. The reason being that when you use those combinations, you are jumping from control to control or button to button. And this is okay if you're an experienced user and you know where you are. But if you're a beginner, that skips over the text labels and descriptive information for controls that you might not be familiar with. So it's probably better for you to use the VoiceOver arrow keys, the left and the right, to navigate through interfaces in the beginning until you're comfortable with what you're seeing or what you're hearing. So, you know, as a trainer, I tend to use the tab and the shift tabs around a lot of interfaces. But when I teach people, I prefer you to get into the habit in the beginning to using your VoiceOver arrow keys. As for the general arrow keys, yes, you can use them specifically in the general menu bars of applications. Now, the menu command is not like the Windows Alt command. You have to use Control Option and the letter M. So I'm going to do that right now.
Menu bar, Apple.
And if you're following along with me, press Control Option, you hold them down, you tap the letter M, and you'll hear just what you heard. The first thing you always end up on is the Apple menu. The Apple menu is the leftmost item. It's on every application menu bar that you will be experiencing. Now, I'm going to use just the right arrow key.
Audio Hijack.
Okay. Audio Hijack happens to be the application I'm recording this session in, this tutorial. And the name of the application is always the second menu item. So if I was in Safari, the second menu item would say Safari. If I was in Mail, it would say Mail. So it's always the application menu that is second. And if you keep going, well, to the right is always going to be your basic
session. Edit.
File, control. Edit, and view, and things like that, depending on what application you're in. This is Audio Hijack, so session is one of the menus that is available. If I want to open up any menu, all I got to do session. Is, go. Let's edit. Say, we'll go to the edit menu, and I'm going to hit the down
edit
arrow.
Edit menu, undo command, Z, redo, dim command, shift, Z.
Okay, so you can do this in any menu that you happen to be facing right now. Just use the down arrow. It will expand the menu, and you'll hear as you go down that there are keyboard shortcuts that you will be learning as time goes on to assist you to carry out different activities for an application so that you don't always need to go to the menu. Now, the escape key will close any open menu.
Record. Checked. Checkbox.
So we're back in the Audio Hijack interface, which, like, as I said, is what I'm using to record this
session.
Tutorial. So that's basically how you deal with menus on your Mac. There is a second menu that is called the Menu Extras or the Extended Menu. And this is where your status menus are, where you have your Wi-Fi connection information, your battery status, if it's a laptop, the volume, etc. Now, this is a special menu as far as I want to point out about navigating. And the way you get to these menus is you hold down the Control Option keys and you press the letter M and twice in quick succession. So do that right now.
Menu. Menu Extras. Browse menu extra.
Okay, so you'll open up in your menu extras. Now, I have additional items here that you are not going to have because I have a few third-party applications that are installed. But the point I want to make at this juncture is that you need to use the VO arrow keys to navigate this particular menu area. This is the only exception to the rule about the arrow keys by themselves. So if you hit the VO right arrow.
Dropbox 3.6.8. Ups, menu. Menu. Displays. Air. Bluetooth. Menu. Apple Script. Menu extra.
So I'm going to the right now. You're not going to hear, as I said, some of these things are applications that I have installed. But let's get to the Wi-Fi.
Eject. Menu. Time Machine. Wi-Fi. 404 bars. With John 2.
Okay.
Menu
so
extra.
When you want to open this particular menu, instead of hitting the down arrow, you have to press VO spacebar. VO spacebar.
Wi-Fi, four bars.
Okay,
which
and then VO down arrow will now allow you to navigate the menu.
Wi-Fi, looking for, turn Wi-Fi off, turn, check mark, John 2, secure.
So network. You'll hear the different Wi-Fi options. And I'm going to hit the escape key, so just hit the escape key to close the menu.
Audio hijack.
Now, voiceover spacebar, that as I just used to activate, and that's the important term here, activate the Wi-Fi menu. VO spacebar is like, if you're an iPhone or an iPad or iPod Touch user, it's like your single finger double tap. It activates items. So that's an important, important voiceover command to know. It will check boxes, select radio buttons. It will open items in Finder. It will activate links in Safari. It's important to keep that in mind, voiceover spacebar. You will be using this quite a bit as you work with your Mac. So it is one of those commands that you just really need to be aware of. So voiceover spacebar activates items. A note I do want to make here is keep in mind that in Finder, now Finder is an equivalent in the Windows world of your My Computer or Windows Explorer feature. When you're in Finder, and I will do a tutorial that specifically discusses navigating Finder and opening items and dealing with files and folders, but one thing I want to point out here to keep in the back of your mind, I know in Windows world, Enter opens up things on your desktop and in My Computer. Please, please do not use the Enter key when you're in Finder to open items. This puts you into an edit mode, and you may accidentally find yourself renaming applications, files, or even your hard drive. Now, I'm going to use the Command and the Tab key combination. Just as in Windows, Alt and Tab will move you around from application to open application. Command and the Tab key does the same thing on the Mac.
Finder, Downloads, Window.
Okay, so I just jumped from my Audio Hijack application to Finder. Now, in your case, if you do this, you may only have Finder open. It may be the only application right at this moment that you're using this tutorial. You might have iTunes open. You may have Safari. You may have been messing around with other applications. But just note that the Command and the Tab or Shift Command Tab combinations will move you through your open applications. But if I hit the Enter key,
VoiceOver in Mac.Session, VoiceOver.
So I'm on a file right now. That didn't open this particular file. That just put me in an edit mode. So if I use the arrow keys, I'm hitting just the right arrow key.
Oh.
And now the left arrow key. You notice I'm in an edit mode. If I wanted to rename this file, I could do that. And that's the danger of hitting the Enter key. I have dealt with a lot of people over the years that have renamed applications, have renamed their hard drives because they use the Enter key in Finder. So just try to avoid that if possible. It'll just make your life a lot easier. You don't want to end up renaming an application. That could be really lead to some significant trouble for you, especially if you're looking for that application. Or you could rename a file that you didn't intend on renaming. So let's just keep that in mind, folks. Now, I do also want to make a keyboard note here, and I want to kind of demonstrate and have you follow along to fix a particular little fly in the ointment that does happen with brand new Macs as far as the way the keyboard layout is. You will notice as we go along that there are voiceover commands that rely on combinations with the function keys. So, for example, to open the voiceover utility, Control, Option, and Function Key 8. Now, the problem is that with new Macs, you also have to hold down the FN key with the Control and the Option keys as an additional modifier. It's just the way that the keyboard is set up out of the box. What this basically does is that if you wanted to raise or lower the volume of your Mac, for example, you would just press Function Key 11 or Function Key 10 by themselves. If you wanted to change the display brightness, you could hit Function Key 2 or Function Key 1 to raise or lower it. So this is intended for sighted people, But for a blind person, this is not convenient if you're a voiceover user. So what I would suggest folks do is reverse the behavior of the way the keyboard is set up. So follow along, please. And this is what you're going to need to do. You're going to need to go into System Preferences and go to Keyboard and check a specific setting in the keyboard. So I'm going to do VOM again for the menu bar.
Menu bar, Apple.
Now I'm going to go down. So follow me. Go down until you menu. Hear System Preferences.
About this Mac. App Store. Recent items. Force quit. System Preferences. Ellipsis.
When you're on System Preferences and don't pass it like I just did, press Control Option and the space bar to activate it.
VoiceOver and Mic. System Preferences. System Preferences. System Preferences. Window. Preference panes, scroll area.
Okay, so when you open it, you're going to be on the preference pane scroll area. Now you're going to need to interact with the scroll area. And interaction is a special feature that is very different from Windows. I have a tutorial that is specific to teaching you about interaction that I would highly recommend that you give a listen to. But for the purposes of this, let's just press Control Option Shift Down Arrow to interact with this scroll area.
Interact with preference panes scroll area.
Okay, so you're going to go to the right. So VO right arrow.
Desktop and screensaver button. Dock button. Mission control button. Language and region button. Security and spotlight notification. CDs and displays. Energy saver keyboard button.
Okay, when you get to keyboard, stop and press Control Option Space to activate.
Keyboard, window, toolbar.
Okay, so now here is an example, as I stated earlier, about the tab key. You can use the tab key in System Preferences, but I'm going to do VO right arrow.
Keyboard, select text, tab, shortcuts, tab, input sources, tab,
so just 44. Keep pressing Control Option right arrow.
Key repeat.
So these labels that you're hearing, key repeat.
Delay until repeat.
Delay until repeat.
85.7%. Key repeat, slider.
The labels before you get to the slider, if you just use the tab key, are ignored.
Drag to adjust how quickly can.
So what I would recommend doing is, as I said, the voiceover arrow keys for navigating in the beginning. So I'm just want to get to this checkbox.
40%. Off. Slow.
So keep going to the
fast,
right.
Long. Short. Use all F1, F2, etc. keys as standard function keys. Checked. Checkbox.
Okay, so mine is checked because I already have done this, but yours will not be. So it says use all F1 to F12 keys as standard function keys. You want to press VO space on this to check that particular setting. Now, I'm just going to shift tab a couple of times.
40%, 85.7, keyboard, selected, tab.
So you notice by shift tabbing, I skipped over all those additional text labels. So again, if you're a veteran user and you understand this, and what these things do, not a big deal. It's an expeditious or a quick way that you can get from control to control. But if you're a beginner, I would recommend that you just use the VO left and VO right arrow keys until you're used to what these commands actually do. So now once we've accomplished this, you're going to use the command key and the letter Q, as in quit, to quit the System Preferences application. System Preferences is its own application.
Finder. Download.
When you do that, you'll be back on whatever the initial window that the focus was on prior to opening System Preferences. That's the important thing to note, that when you quit an application, you'll always end up in the previous application that you were facing. Now, just as another note for new Mac users, Command Q quits applications. This is not to be confused with the Command W command. Command W closes the window of an application. So if you were in Finder and you had a Finder window open, if you hit Command W, you would end up on your desktop because it closes the window, but not the application. Now, Command Q, Command W, they're not voiceover commands. These are Mac OS X commands. As we learn voiceover, we also need to be aware of Mac OS X keyboard commands. And I integrate Mac OS X commands with my voiceover training because there are a lot of Mac OS X commands, well over 200, I believe. But there are many that are important and that could be very useful to you. Sometimes there is overlap with voiceover and Mac OS X, and the Mac OS X keyboard commands happen to be a little easier on, you know, key presses or easier to remember. But in other instances, there is no voiceover equivalent. So you have to use the Mac OS X. So just keep that in mind that it's going to be a combination of VoiceOver commands and Mac OS X commands. Now, there is also a particular item that you might come across that you might be dealing with as far as not being familiar with, I guess is the best way to call it. And that's what is called pop-up menus or pop-up buttons. Combo boxes, I guess, is the best equivalent that I could come up with as far as Windows goes. But these are special the way that you deal with them on the Mac. So I'm going to open up VoiceOver Utility. And if you want to follow along, I would certainly recommend that you do so. This is a great learning process as well. Now, opening up VoiceOver Utility, now that we have the keyboard set up properly, you just hold Control Option and then you press Function Key 8 from your Function Key row.
Opening VoiceOver Utility. VoiceOver Utility. VoiceOver Utility. Window. Display welcome dialog when VoiceOver.
Okay, so I was messing around in VoiceOver Utility, so yours is going to be on the Utility Categories table. So I'm going to.
Welcome to Mac. Speak the
go back to it.
Table. General,
so now I'm
selected.
On the utilities category table, which is what you should be on. If you're on the toolbar when you open up VoiceOver Utility, just press Control Option right arrow once and you'll be on the utility categories table. Now, again, a table is one of those things that you need to interact with. So press Control Option Shift down arrow to interact.
Interact with utility categories table. Row 1 selected.
Okay, go down to verbosity.
Verbosity.
Okay, once you're on verbosity, press Control Option Shift up arrow to stop interacting with the table.
Stop interacting with utility categories table. Verbosity.
Now press VO right arrow to get to
speech.
The
selected
tabs.
1 of 5. Braille tab, text tab, 3 of 5.
So there are 5 tabs here. So there are 5 subcategories to the verbosity category. So we want you to press VO space on the text tab, number 3.
Press text. Selected tab 3
now,
of 5.
Now, if we keep going, we go past the 2 other tabs. So, VO right arrow.
Announcements tab. Hints tab 5 of punctuation.
Now, if we keep going.
Some punctuation pop-up button.
Okay, so you first hit punctuation pop-up button. As I said earlier.
Choose which punctuation and symbols to speak.
That's the VoiceOver hint for that particular pop-up button. Now, the way pop-up buttons work is it's a 3-step process. Press Control Option Space to activate the menu.
Menu checkmark. Some.
Okay, press VO up or down arrow to navigate the menu of your options.
None. All.
I'm pressing VO down arrow.
Most. Checkmark, some.
Okay, so I like my punctuation level on some, but you can change it to whatever you want by pressing VO space again.
Some. Punctuation.
So it will then select the item. Now, pop-up buttons can be pretty common. One great example I just want to point out is, let's say you're online shopping and you're filling in your credit card information to make a purchase in Amazon or Audible or whatever. When you are filling in your credit card expiration date, the month and the year are generally pop-up buttons. So you need to VO space on the month, for example, and then VO down arrow. Let's say your credit card expires in May of 2021. So you would VO space and VO down arrow to the month of May, VO space to choose May, VO right arrow to the year, press VO space on the year, VO down arrow till you hear 2021, and VO space again to select 2021. So pop-up menus or pop-up buttons are features that you need to be aware of and need to know how to use them. So I'm just going to press Command Q, which I would like you to do to quit out of your VoiceOver Utility.
Finder.
We will discuss VoiceOver Utility in its own tutorial as well, in case you're interested in additional tutorials that I will be recording or have already recorded at this point. Now, I also want to finish this off, as far as an introduction goes, to talk about the VoiceOver Help facility that is available to you. This is important because there are myths out there I'm aware of that people say, oh, there's no help on the Mac. There's no help available on the Mac. And this is completely untrue. So what you need to first remember of everything that I'm going to talk about for the rest of this tutorial, remember Control Option and the letter H. Control Option and the letter H is your main help menu. So press it now.
VoiceOver Help menu.
Okay, and you'll be on the VoiceOver Help menu. And this is a vertical menu that you could use the down arrow key to navigate. And there are 6 particular items. Four of the six have their own keyboard shortcuts that you can utilize to get to them independently, but you don't need to necessarily remember them because you do have VOH to get you to this menu. Now, I'm not going to get into too much depth with all of these. I just want you to understand what they do. If you want to try some of them out, certainly be my guest. I'm going to let you hear what they sound like, but I'm not going to get into specifics for everything here. So if we hit the down arrow.
Online help. Control option question.
So control option question, VO question mark, is the online help. And if you do that, it takes you to the accessibility web pages. And
opening VoiceOver online
it will
help.
Sound something like
application,
this.
Mac help. Window. Search. Search text field.
Okay, so you end up in the search field.
HTML,
and
HTML content. Heading
the
level
thing
one,
you have
VoiceOver.
To remember about this is that it does require familiarity, A, with working with HTML content, and B, how to interact with content.
End of main. End of application. Application one item. Navigation two items.
So I'm VO right
table
arrowing.
Outline.
So you have the table of contents outline, which you need to interact with.
Interact with text.
So you would be selecting your items from the outline, and then when you select something, you stop interacting and VO right arrow to get to the description of that particular area. So you do need an internet connection for online help. That's kind of should be common sense. So I'm just going to close
Find
out.
Downloads window.
And you can hit the escape key to close that particular menu. Remember, the escape key will allow you to close menus if you don't make any selections from them. I'm going to go back to the VO help menu with VOH.
VoiceOver help menu.
Now we're going to go down, so follow along.
Online help, control option, question.
So that was number one. Number two.
Commands help, menu, control option, HH.
Okay, commands help is number two. So it also has the shortcut of control option H done twice. So you hold down control option keys and you press the letter H twice. From any location, this will take you to the commands help menu. Now the commands help is really, really valuable regardless of whether you are a beginner or you are a trainer. It lists all the VoiceOver commands and it grouped into categories. So I'm just going to press VO space on this option.
Commands help menu.
And you'll notice if you down arrow, so follow along.
General menu.
So these are the categories of the commands.
Information menu. Navigation menu. Text menu. Web menu.
So I'm just hitting the down arrow, which I hope you were doing with me.
Find menu.
So you can go all the way down to the bottom if you like, but I'm going to go back up.
Web, text, menu, navigation, menu.
So let's say I wanted to look up navigation commands. Now these have submenus. So right arrow, just like in Windows, right arrow will expand.
Navigation menu.
The menu. So if I start to go down now with the down arrow key.
Go down and wrap to next line. Control option, command shift down. Go down one page. Control option, page down.
So you'll hear the commands that are related to navigation. Now, if you explore these menus in depth, you will come up with the conclusion that there are several commands that do not have keyboard command combinations that are designated for them. And you're not missing something. That is the case. And what this allows you to do is, like I said earlier, there is a keyboard commander and a numpad commander and a trackpad commander. You can assign keyboard commands or gestures to any command that may not have its own keyboard command already. So I'm going to just close this menu again.
VoiceOver
and
the escape
key. And I'm going to go back to the VoiceOver help menu, which I hope you're following along with by pressing control option H.
VoiceOver help menu.
Now I'm going to hit the down arrow.
Online help, control option, commands help, menu, keyboard help, control option K.
So keyboard help is the third item in the help facility. Keyboard help is an awesome assistant if you are trying to get used to your Mac keyboard or you're just not comfortable with a keyboard. It's kind of like a key describer mode for Windows screen readers. So once you press either control option K to get to the keyboard help, if you're in any place on the Mac, or if you choose it from the help menu, you place yourself in a situation in which keys are identified without doing anything. So I'm going to press VO space on this option.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the VoiceOver keys while typing to hear VoiceOver commands. Press the escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop help.
So there you go. There's a summary of it. So if we press individual keys.
J, L, semicolon, L, S. D.
So you'll hear the keys either announced singularly.
Option. Command. Shift.
Okay. Now, if I want to do VO, let's say, oh, VO
Control,
letter A.
Option A, read contents of VoiceOver cursor. Read the contents of the item in the VoiceOver cursor.
Or if I do VO option.
D, go to dock, moves VoiceOver cursor to the dock.
So you could go through the whole alphabet. You could do different combinations just to kind of try to mess around a little bit and explore. It's a great feature. Understand, though, that this is only VoiceOver commands. This does not point out any Mac OS X commands, unfortunately. So this is only limited to either the separate keys pressed or with VoiceOver commands combinations. So when you want to leave keyboard help, you simply hit the escape key. So follow along, please.
Escape. Stop.
Once you are done, obviously fooling around a little bit, you can take as much time as you like, by the way, and just get used to your keyboard. Now I'm going to go back, VOH, to the help menu.
VoiceOver help menu.
Now let's go down to number 4.
Online help, commands help, keyboard help, sounds help, menu.
Sounds help is number 4, and it does not have a shortcut. This is a situation in which you have to hit the right arrow to expand it.
Sounds help menu.
Now the beauty of this menu is there's about 54 different sound effects that come with VoiceOver. And I recommend that you use earbuds or earphones to do this particular exercise if you have them available to you right now. So as you go down,
attachment begin.
You'll hear
attachment end.
The little sound effect and a description of what that sound effect actually is.
Boundary reached. Braille display connected. Braille display disconnected.
So you'll hear the sound effect and its description. Now, some of these sound effects you may never encounter in your VoiceOver life. If you're not a Braille user, you're not going to be connecting Braille displays. So you'll discover that there are some sound effects that are probably going to be meaningless to you. However, there are plenty that are very useful, and it's a good idea to get familiar with them. And you could just go down the whole list, and when you're done, you could just hit the escape key to close the menu. I'm going to hit the left arrow to go back out to the help menu.
VoiceOver help menu on, sounds help, menu.
Okay, so I'm going to go down arrow now to number 5, which I hope you're following along, folks.
Quick start tutorial, control option command, F8.
Okay, so the quick start tutorial I had mentioned earlier on. It can be reached from any point on the Mac at any time with control option command, F8. And this is the quick start tutorial that will, it's an interactive tutorial. It has about 19 or 20 screens and or lessons that you will follow along and do the exercises as they are explained to you. And it helps you learn terminology and basic VoiceOver functionality. When I work with clients, whether they're state clients, state agency clients, or private clients on the Mac, I always recommend they go through the tutorial at least one time. Some people dislike me for it because it is not the most thrilling and stimulating tutorial, but it is useful. And I'm just going to press VO space just to let you hear.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the VoiceOver Quick Start. To resume where you left off, press the right arrow key. To start at the beginning, press the left arrow key.
Now, this is important. I've actually been messing with the tutorial, but this brings me to a couple of points I want to make here. One thing to remember is you don't have to do the tutorial in one sitting. That would be asking probably a little bit too much. Not that I'm discouraging you from doing it. You know, if you're really excited about VoiceOver, you definitely want to jump right into this, then by all means, go through the whole thing. If you need small chunks, small pieces, little bits, baby bites, whatever you want to call it, then just do as many screens as you possibly can, and then simply hit the escape key to close.
VoiceOver on. Fine.
Close out of it. Now, the cool thing about it is when you resume it at any point with the VO command F8 combination or by going back to the help menu, it will always start you off where you left off. So you can resume what the last thing you were doing. And remember that you can use the right or the left arrow keys, either to skip ahead or go backwards through your tutorial. So you can repeat things as many times as you want, or you could skip things that are too simplistic or you already know how to do. But regardless, again, I just recommend that you do it at least one time. So I'm going to go back to the help menu at VOH.
VoiceOver help menu.
I'm going to go back down again.
Keyboard help, sounds help, quick start, getting started guide.
Getting started guide is the last item, number 6. And this will take you again to the Apple accessibility web pages where the VoiceOver manual is presented. And I'm just going to press VO spacebar.
Opening getting started guide.
Just so you HTML have an content. Idea.
Help. Apple.
This is very similar to how I described or showed you or let you hear the online help. So you have to be familiar with HTML content as well as interaction, because there again, there's going to be
HTML
a table content.
To move to the table, next interact with the table by pressing Control Option Shift down. When you hear a section you want to read.
So as you VO right arrow, it's kind of giving you an overview of just what I described on how to use the table of contents. And the Getting Started Guide is the VoiceOver manual. It contains the 10 chapters, Appendix A and Appendix B. I highly recommend that you spend some time. I'm not saying you have to read it cover to cover, because you certainly don't. But you should still try to go through some of the chapters and some of the information. If you don't prefer to read it this way, keep in mind that it is available on my website, the MacForTheBlind.com website, and it's under the resources page in the documentation area. And it's just called the VoiceOver Getting Started with Yosemite Guide, and it's the text version of this guide that you can freely download from the website. So I'm just going to
press Control Option Space,
close out of
window,
here.
33 Facebook window.
I'm just going to get out of, because this actually opens Safari. Fine. So I'm just going to Command Tab back to Safari. So understand, when you do open the Getting Started Guide, it is opening Safari for you. So that's the VoiceOver help system, something you should become very familiar with in the beginning. And just to sort of summarize, we kind of went over how to start and stop VoiceOver. We went over the VoiceOver keys. I gave you some tips about the keyboard layout of your particular keyboard. I talked a bit about Windows and the comparison and not comparing VoiceOver and Windows screen readers and trying to abandon the Windows mindset. We did some basic navigation with the VO arrow keys. I described using the tab and the shift tab, as well as the arrow keys. I described how to open the menus with VOM for the menu bar and the VOM twice to get to your status or extended menus and the differences between those two menus. We talked about VO space bar as your activating item and how to deal with checkboxes and radio buttons. And we discussed how to deal with pop-up buttons and pop-up menus. And then we last went through the VoiceOver help facility. So that is your introduction to VoiceOver. This should really get your feet wet and get you up and running. I suggest that you go through this tutorial a few times, as well as access other resources out there. There are a lot of things available. There are a lot of tutorials in a lot of different places, and there's a lot of helpful information on my website. So if you want to learn more about other tutorials and just information that is available on my website, you can go to www.macfortheblind.com. You can also contact me directly if you have any questions or comments. I certainly invite comments and recommendations or suggestions for future tutorials. John@macfortheblind.com, J-O-H-N @macfortheblind.com. You can follow me on Twitter if you would like to, @MacForTheBlind. So I thank you very much for listening to this tutorial, and I hope that you have found it useful and helpful.